Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. What makes happiness? That is, if you have over $75,000 a year in income, does more money make happiness? And what happens if I gave you $200 to spend? Would you spend it on time, that is, getting someone else to do the cutting the lawn or babysitting or something else? Or would you get an object or go to a play? What would you do with that $200? That is our Roizen rule for a younger you. That is, posse, purpose, and play are key for managing stress. And that gives you happiness. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 1218A. And as I said, the first study I'd like to review is that one on happiness. And amazingly, it is time gives one happiness. That is, when you gave people $200 and said you had to buy a thing, versus when you gave them $200 and said they had to buy a time, that is, a substitute for their time, time made them much happier than a thing, both immediately and later. And that's the study of the week. Now, there's a second great study of this week, but before we get there, I should mention that I am your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, the Dye Rescue beneficial, in the blogosphere at least, for people who are on the GLP-1s when they step up dose, no constipation, diarrhea, or nausea when you use the Dye Rescue, according to the blogosphere. But randomized double-blind trials, and you can go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to show the benefits of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum routinely taken, as I do. Our other sponsor, longevityplaybook.com. Two or three weeks back, they had a great column on why blood pressure is so important and what you can do about it other than medicines, but why medicines work as well. And the other key point on this was that there's a cartoon on each of their weekly newsletters. So sign up for the free weekly newsletter at longevityplaybook.com. Before we go to the rest of the stories, a big story this week, what is best for sleeping medication? A couple weeks back, we talked about the benefits of melatonin for preventing macular degeneration and cancer. And this week, not only does that seem to be a beneficial thing, and the Z drugs also, but the benzodiazepines, the alternatives such as, if you will, and there are a whole bunch of benzodiazepines that people use for sleep. Turns out women use more of these drugs than others, but the benzodiazepines increase the risk of heart failure, stroke, and ischemic stroke considerably by more than 20%. So the Z drugs seem to be beneficial, the melatonin and magnesium also beneficial, whereas the benzodiazepines, that's like lorazepam, alprazolam, diazepam, and triazolam, seem to be harmful for long-term cardiovascular health. One of the fascinating stories this week, a uterine transplant is feasible. This is kind of our well beyond wellness story. They did 20 uterus transplants and 14 had live births on the uterus transplant. Amazing. And we're short of children, so anything that helps. A low magnesium level, we keep talking about getting your magnesium level checked. You want 2.1 milligrams per deciliter or greater. What happens if you have less? Well, not only does it increase all-cause mortality, but in this study, it was associated with increased DNA damage in your cells. So get your magnesium level checked. That is another one of the Roizen rule for a younger you. That's the 15 supplements that you should take that have more benefit than risk. Magnesium is one of them, as long as your doctor agrees. So don't do anything we say without your doctor agreeing. Next story that we want to cover is heme iron. So this is a follow-up kind of with last week's study where increased ferritin, that's iron, was associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease over the next 30 years in women. Well, this week's story is that heme iron, that is iron from red meat, is associated with an increased incidence of diabetes. It increases diabetes risk compared to non-heme iron, that is getting it from spinach and other places like that, by about 20% increased risk of type 2 diabetes. One of the interesting stories is that was reported is there's a great variation in dementia risk across the United States, from 5.4 in some southern states to 1.7 in per 100 people over the age of 70 in some northern states. And you say, why is that? And the answer isn't known yet, but a group is investigating it since they found this large regional differentiation. Next story that we want to tell you about that is associated with your health is help someone who is being treated for rare cancer or AML or any cancer. There's a huge amount of depression, and that's relieved by having a posse. So one of the keys is a posse, purpose, and play. As we said, that extra time, that play, but it is meeting with people. It is that association with people that decreases depression, decreases the stress of dealing even with a cancer. Patients have to travel farther for breast MRI. This is a very interesting story. They looked at rural counties in the United States. The average travel for in the rural counties to get a breast mammogram, 8 miles. The average distance to get an MRI or ultrasound, 22 miles. So these have to be made available to everyone. And I don't know how to make them available more in rural areas, but since they are available, it's probably worth the trip if you've got dense breasts to go those extra 14 miles. Other story is a double story. The U.S. FDA approved the first at-home syphilis test, but they just screen and they tell you if you've had it or in the past or current. What do? You then go to a physician's office and start treatment. Only 50% of the people who were started treatment and got their first treatment injection of medicine for it, followed up and got the full treatment. So 50% of the people with syphilis is a dangerous disease if you don't get fully treated. It causes dementia, early death. It causes heart disease. It causes joint disease. A lot of problems from syphilis. You want to get it treated. We know how to treat it. Don't not get treated if you get a positive test. And there is now a home test to help you survey it. Those are the real stories of the week. Again, the key Roizen rule for a younger you story to manage stress, posse, purpose, and play. Use your extra money to buy time for yourself to do the things you want to do. Get someone to help you cut the grass. Get someone as a babysitter so you can use that time if you've got that extra money rather than buying things or even going to plays or whatever is expensive unless you really want to do it. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, and this has been 1218A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us. We are brought to you, as usual, Life's First Naturals. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to see the double-blind studies and longevity playbook. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com, and sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Thank you for downloading us. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Thank the 50,000 of you who download us weekly. You're the reason we do this. Thanks again.